Here we are on a Monday with you and WSGW, you and WSGW and the Morning Team Show, to be specific, with Dave and Pat and Charlie. We're online at WSGW.com. We're on air with 100.5 and 790. And yes, Alexa and Siri find WSGW. And we all find ourselves together. I'll get to this in a moment. It wasn't that bad. There's a quote from a Detroit Free Press sports writer who follows the Lions. That's his assessment of yesterday's loss.
Oh, really?
It wasn't that bad.
He must have been watching a different game than the one I checked in and out of a few times.
You know, going back to the Leaf pickup that you're talking about.
Yeah. Right.
Fortunately, that might have occupied many people's times during the time that the Lions were on.
I hope so, because they get more pleasure out of doing the Leafs than watching the Lions lose the way they did.
I know that's what I was doing. I mean, I had the radio on, but I know that I was engaged in some necessary work rather than engaged in paying close attention whether the Detroit Lions were or were not doing on the field yesterday.
Wasn't it just a week or so ago? We were looking optimistically toward the light schedule that the Lions had for the next few games. Yeah.
Were the Vikings supposed to be part of that light schedule?
I think originally, because remember, they had a slow start.
They did.
Right, yeah, they did.
And all of a sudden, the Vikings are back in the thick of things. I'll say this. It wasn't as bad as the Michigan game, so the Lions did look better than Michigan and Michigan State.
You know, boy, what a weekend it was, yeah.
So look, it's all relative.
a downer weekend for Michigan fans.
Man. Football fans, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, we trailed the entire game. We were behind from the get-go playing catch-up. Yet, in the third quarter, twice in the red zone, score there, and could have been a whole different game.
Yeah, especially after that block punt, too. Nice play by the special teams.
Yeah.
And Matt Stafford goes and throws an interception in the end zone.
Hmm.
I understand they had to take him out, though, because of a concussion protocol.
I didn't see that. Yeah, did you see it? It was like a knee to the head, I heard.
It was a knee to the head, yeah. Oh, okay. He was getting sacked, and then his head hit another player's knee. But he said he was fine after the game.
And he did pass because he had to go off the field. I heard that. But he passed all the protocols, which, you know, that's the best thing to say, that he didn't have any.
Right, right.
But, yeah.
And, you know, tough for him in this game, but it's not an excuse because, I mean, he's a professional football player, you know, even though he didn't practice all week due to COVID-19 restrictions, because he had to be quarantined there for a while due to contact tracing, right? Is that he had somebody that he and his family knew, I guess, had the disease, had the virus. Still, though, you know, he watched film. I don't think he forgot how to throw a football or how to read defenses. He should have been able to play a lot better. That was sad.
Yeah, that's, you know, you mentioned that. I said, I'll tell you more about it, and I'll do that right now. Carlos Monerez, who writes to the Free Press, follows the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he was the one that wrote, it wasn't that bad. That's one of the things he mentioned. He said, remember, Stafford missed the whole week of practice. And he didn't say, and remember, the Lions were without Kenny Galladay. True.
They were.
And without their best defender in Trey Flowers, plus another good defender in safety, Tracy Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Lions defense did not look very good, and stopping the run was, like, impossible.
Yeah.
And Dalvin Cook. Whew. And then he says, again, Lions could have rallied, but for Stafford's interception. He said, everyone knows you see this. He says, but that shows you just, you know, you knew exactly what went wrong. And he says, and despite this is what I love, though. The Lions going into the game started the game in 10th position for the NFC playoff race. And despite the loss, the Lions only dropped to 11th position.
Well, there's still hope for them.
It's still out of the playoffs. But yeah. And going back to what I think you said about the easy schedule, he says, remember, over the next four games, they have a pretty good chance to win those next four games against the opponents they're going to be facing. Well,
who knows?
Oh, well, they play Washington next week.
Yeah, well, that Washington
that
team. Washington
yeah, that team, Washington yeah. team. They should probably win that game.
You'd like to think.
You'd like to think, right.
Yeah,
I don't know. And also watching Matt Patricia's post-game press conferences, they just, I don't know, they run into each other. same things. Stuff is talked about every day.
Previous week to this week, and just,
We have to play better. We have to coach better. We just have to get back to the drawing board. And stop it.
And I like to be optimistic, and I think there were positives. You can find a few, but just it's hard to ignore the continuation of what you hope would happen doesn't happen on a week-to-week basis.
No.
And
nope.
That's it.
Yeah, that's really that is all she wrote. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's. I don't know.
You got that, and then you got teams like your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who play bad.
But they still find a way to win.
Yesterday.
Losing a quarterback Roethlisberger for a while, but still he came back to throw touchdown passes.
So after the game, we were listening to the Steelers post-game and with their radio guys, and it's just so funny. Everything's relative, as I said. All they wanted to do was complain about how poorly the Steelers played. And I said, wow. I said, I know many Lions fans right now who would give anything to be 8-0. They would not complain one bit. They don't care how they played. If they were 8-0, we'd have parades going up and down the streets of Michigan.
You're right. The difference of poor play.
It is. But it's just expectations and what people are used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I'm happy. Again, I'm happy they're 8-0. That's good for me.
But you have that standard of play that even when they played bad, they found a way to win, but you still recognize they played bad.
That's right.
The Lions, we recognize, play bad, and we don't win.
And you know what? Sometimes, though, too, I tell you what, if the Lions, if they played well and lost sometimes, okay, you know, we could take that maybe, but it just seems like the same problems over and over again. Doesn't matter which coach either.
Was the season set when DeAndre Swift dropped that touchdown pass.
It may have been.
He did that again
yesterday.
Oh, did he really?
Yes. Stafford really threw a nice swing pass to him. He could have probably run for another 20 yards. Went right through his hands. Right through his hands. It was on a second down play in that third quarter, too.
When the Lions were trying to mount that comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next week, fans. Maybe next week. I mean, we had a couple of weeks of love.
Yeah.
But now, no longer. Yeah. And as we mentioned, Michigan and Michigan State, all in the same weekend, looking pretty poor.
Yes.
Yeah, not too good at all.
Well, Matt Patricia could be looking for a job when it's all said and done. So will Jim Harbaugh.
Hey, Jim, want to come back to the NFL? Although, what would he be looked at now?
I know.
So supposedly, his magic touches that he had with San Francisco.
I think his stock is going down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, felt sorry for Michigan State, too, but at the same time, I wasn't completely surprised. Usually that happens after a very emotional win against their in-state rival. But
tough to even get that emotional high. And real quick, what's the latest? Did we heard in Wisconsin? Because now they missed, the two straight games got canceled because of the COVID situation, but we heard nothing about this coming weekend because Michigan plays Wisconsin this weekend.
Right, so we don't know yet.
We're still waiting to hear.
Yeah, still out
here.
Well, I watched a great football game Saturday.
I bet you did.
Oh. Sure did.
Yeah.
Looks like we have a SEC championship heading toward Florida's way if things keep going the way they are. They rolled up 44 points over 28 for Georgia.
That was impressive.
And that big classic that they have every year in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that was an impressive one for Florida. Very good one. Well, I had to look up where they're ranked now. Because I know Alabama is now the new number one team, followed by Notre Dame, who upset Clemson.
That was a big one. A lot of people around here celebrating that one.
Yes, they were. And then number three is Ohio State, and four is Clemson. So I've got to believe Florida might be number five or six at least. I'll have to look it up.
They take on Arkansas this Saturday.
Yeah.
Nice to know that Dave and Pat I've got to find me a football team.
Where you can follow, eh?